Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all. 8-7-10.
That's just wonderful. Can't get enough of that right there. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran, 841. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. She fed the Cubs to the World Series. She's been the Cubs' dietitian for 7 years. Game 7, when they went underneath and had the meeting, Dawn Jackson Blattner was back there, and she's the one that gave the motivational speech. Wait a second. Am I wrong on that?
You might be slightly off on that, but here's what I will tell you. I'm tearing up. Like, when you hear that, right? It's just so motivational. That was a team of winners, man.
Wonderful.
It never gets old saying.
It never gets old.
World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
You have to know that I changed my signature in my email.
Of course.
To be like world champion, you know, nutritionist to the Chicago Cubs. You know, because you have to say it, man. It's awesome. I am really, though, tearing up. It's so awesome.
I want to eat what the Cubs eat. That's my goal in life. I think I can get that done.
I like it.
Yeah. Eat what the Cubs eat.
Yeah, a lot of the secrets, a lot of shots.
Really?
Uh-huh, and the shots were very much like matcha tea, kale base, ginger, turmeric. Yeah, so like taking very not-so-tasty shots of good-for-you stuff and, you know, leaning in. Oh, this tastes gross. Good, it's working.
How many times a day are you doing the
It would be shots available at all times. You could go into the refrigerator and just do shots of all these good things. And of course, you know, if you sing the song, you know, shots, it's way more fun.
Takes me right back to Vegas.
It's way more fun. Yeah, correct.
Congratulations on the new book. It's out, The Superfood Swap.
The Superfood Swap came out yesterday. I birthed my baby book.
What is a superfood?
So a superfood is really what I say in the book is anything that's not crap, C-R-A-P. So I came up with this acronym, C-R-A-P, to help you read labels on what to cut out of your diet. Because people are like, well, I'm trying to eat clean. I'm trying to eat less processed food.
Right.
And I'm like, well, do you even know what that means? Do you know how to do it? Nobody's teaching people how to do this. So cutting the C-R-A-P means you read the ingredients, not the numbers, the ingredients on a package, and you're trying to avoid chemicals. That's a C, by the way.
Oh, I'm out.
Refined sugar and flour. That's the white stuff. Artificial sweeteners and flavors and colors and preservatives. And so those are the things to look for. So when people are like, should I eat gluten-free? Should I eat dairy-free? You know, what should I do, paleo or vegan? I'm like, listen, all you have to do is cut the crap, and then you're actually living a very healthy, clean lifestyle.
Sugar is in everything. Sugar, it's in everything. You can't avoid it.
Yeah, the word is ubiquitous. Yeah. It is everywhere. Yeah. And so one of the things to keep in mind is that sugar is great if it comes from natural sources. So things like fruits that people try and cut out, or things like whole grains that people try and cut out. Our body needs sugar grams, like in those quality foods. But it's just, you know, the processed garbage, like all the candies and cookies and pies that, of course, they taste great and are fine in small quantities when you're socializing and having a good time.
Right.
But, you know, don't eat a piece of cake by yourself on the couch. You're going to feel, you know, bad.
You're going to get depressed. What'd you have for breakfast today?
Okay, so I have a lot of go-to breakfasts, but I do enjoy a good, simple avocado toast. So sprouted grain bread, avocado, an egg, and watercress.
I don't even know what that is.
What? Avocado toast?
Avocado toast.
You spread the avocado. Is it like a piece of wheat toast?
Like, wait, I'm so freaking out that Pete McMurray.
So you have to get an avocado and then scoop it out and put it on toast?
Sprouted grain bread.
It seems too fattening to me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Fattening is the way to go if it's the good fat. So, olive oil, nuts. Thank you. She is actually taking diligent notes. I want you to know.
I'm writing everything down.
But yes, you smush avocado basically on sprouted grain toast and you put on an egg. And then, I use watercress or spinach. But it's great. It's like a sort of a grab and go. And it's trendy, dude. Come on. Get on the trend bus.
I love that breakfast right there. And P was giving me a hard time. I had two hard-boiled eggs and a cheese stick. I mean, that's not terrible. Now, is it the cheese stick I should have gotten rid of? But look at the look on the face.
Okay, so I'm trying to catch my breath right now because I only give credit for veggies in the morning. Like, I need some sort of, like,
you don't
green
like
juice
eggs?
Or you could have eggs.
I don't like eggs either.
They're called
I can't eat
green
an egg.
Eggs is what I say. And that's just you make sure you put kale or spinach in them when you're eating them.
Jeez, the kale thing.
You know
me crazy.
That I'm always going to come on trying to push greens because they have magical powers. Like, think about, you know, the trees that have green leaves. Well, in the fall, you see how those green leaves change to all those colors. Well, that's what happens when you eat green foods. You're not eating just the green. You're eating all these crazy colors underneath. You just can't see all the colors because there's something called chlorophyll, a green compound that's covering it. So they're just magical. They change everything in your body.
Okay, so when you get up, first thing I do is usually get a glass of water. I should add lemon to that, right? A whole lemon? Or
you know, I'm a crazy hot lemon water person. Okay. I feel like it sets the tone for a good, healthy day. So I quarter a lemon, and I make four nice, you know, wedges. And then I squeeze a quarter of a lemon in a cup, throw the whole quarter in, and then I pour hot water over that. And I drink it, and it gives me vitamin C. It gives me hydration. It helps my digestion going. And I actually just feel like a healthier person when I do that. So I feel like, you know, that's the tone setter.
Do you drink coffee in the morning? Or is coffee bad?
Girl, I just changed like about 12 weeks ago.
You're not drinking
coffee? I switched over. No, I had an epiphany about one afternoon. I was driving to Wrigley Field and I was like so tired. And so I like pulled over to me, this young, pretty, vivacious thing, pulled over to the why are you lying?
It's true. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, the truth hurts, right?
Yeah.
So I pull over to the side of the road and I like close my eyes for like 10 minutes. Mm. I was like taking an afternoon nap in the car. I was like,
I do
no.
that all the time.
This was unacceptable to me. I was like, this is a signal that something is wrong.
What?
This is a signal that
I thought
something
that was okay
wrong.
To take a
no,
quick cat nap.
Absolutely not. And so I said, you know what? I think what's happened, honestly, is I have abused coffee. Like I've gone from just like a cup to two cups to like, give me the pot. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just try and do what I love is called a 7-day challenge. And this is a great tip for the new year. A 7-day challenge is basically saying, let me just test out a new idea and a new concept. Let me test what it would be like in my life if I didn't have coffee. Now, I was worried my personality would change. Like, I was worried that I would lose all my media gigs and I would lose TV jobs because I would turn into, like, a lump, like, with no energy. Because
right.
I thought coffee was my lifeline. And so, and I actually hate people who don't drink coffee because I'm like, they're, like, losers. Like, what's their problem? So
Why is everybody looking at me all of a sudden?
I feel that way, too. I need my cup of coffee. And when people don't, not Pete, of course, but I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't understand them. So I just, I challenged myself to the 7 days of no coffee. I drank a lot of green tea so that I did not have the caffeine withdrawal headaches. And I tell you what, I don't want to be a preacher, man, but I feel great.
You have more energy, don't you?
I wake up different. My eyes feel like immediately open and bright. And at 3 p.m., which was my like test case, is I don't pull over in the afternoon for a nap. Like, hello. So I'm a big fan. I'll go back to coffee at some point. I'm not against it. I think it's a great natural source of caffeine if you don't abuse it.
One of the things that you've preached over the years, if you're going to quit caffeine, don't actually go cold turkey. Do it slowly because of the headaches.
Yeah, you don't need to have pain. And so, like, you know, matcha tea was my saving grace. It has a lot less caffeine.
I don't even know what that is. What's matcha?
I happen to gift it to you, sir.
Is that what this is in the green package?
I brought you a couple of ways to have matcha tea. You can either have it, like, in a tea bag where you have it, you know, with hot water over it, or it's, like, powdered where you sort of mix it in or shake it up in water.
What does it do?
It's like a whisk.
It's basically caffeine in green tea format. So it is this idea of getting a lot of energy, but in a focused way. Green tea, especially matcha, has something called L-theanine in it, which is a focus compound. So not only do you get the elevated caffeine high, but you get this focus. So you don't act so like jittery as coffee can create. And so like I don't want to be this preacher, and I don't know how long this will last, right? This was a 7-day challenge turned into 12 weeks. So all I know is that right here in my cup is green tea.
Green tea. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we're going to take a look at traffic, but a lot of people are going to try to lose weight for the new year, New Year's resolutions. I want you to get us to step one.
Yeah,
just get us to the first step, okay?
Gotcha.
Dawn Jackson Blattner in studio. Her brand new book is called The Superfood Swap, available everywhere. 720 WGN, 853 in studio with us. Her book is called The Superfood Swap. It's brand spanking new. Came out yesterday. She's the Cubs dietitian, Dawn Jackson Blattner, in studio. I do need to mention the 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank's also a sponsor for the Cubs. Yes.
Cool.
All right. A lot of people are on New Year's resolutions. They want to lose weight. That's always their first one. Get them to step one. What do they need to do?
All right. If I can say this word a million times, let me simplify. Like, do not have this grand plan, okay? Like, we have two people in us, a planner and a doer, and people are an awesome planner, and they're like, I'm going to do this. And nobody, like, conferred with a doer in them, and the doer is like, I'm not doing that. So I think the biggest thing for us is to simplify. And so I recommend, sort of how I alluded to before, a seven-day challenge. So if you do have something brewing, like you want to, you know, say, oh my gosh, you know, I think I've been drinking a lot over the holidays. Don't say, oh, in 2017, I'm going to give up alcohol, right? You can say, I'm going to give my seven day challenge. Go,
right. Andrea.
That's what
right.
I said.
I may have overheard wine. That. Wine, yeah. I may have overheard that. So it's like, you know, in 7 days, you know, I'm going to clean it up. I'm just going to get out of the habit of doing it. But after that 7 days, I'm going to just do something like downsize my glasses, or I'm going to have a rule. One of my favorite rules of sweets, treats, and alcohol is I'm going to do it with social intent only. So I'm not going to drink by myself. I'm not going to eat sweets by myself. I'm going to just make sure that if I'm having a bad day, I'm going to go belly up at a bar with people.
Right.
And like put in effort, and as opposed to just being laying around my house and doing like sweets, treats, and alcohol. It makes you feel better because you're like socially connected and not just feeling like guilty and shameful. But yeah, the 7 day challenge and just simplifying, I think, is huge. So like for me, you know, I'll do a 7 day challenge of water. Like, I'm not naturally a great water drinker. So I, you know, I'll go to the store, I'll buy like 2 liter bottles, and I'll have that for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And I've done it for 7 days. Jeez. And now I'm in a water habit. You know, but I'm not going to change a million things at once, because guess what? You're not going to show up for yourself, right? You're not going to be able to do it. And then you lose your confidence, and then you're like, forget it. So by, you know, day three, you're like off.
I love the 7 day challenge because it doesn't seem so overwhelming. But do you have any vices? What are your vices?
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat chocolate? What?
Yeah. Vices are probably for me. The biggest one is like after dinner. If I was not paying attention and trying to drink mint tea all night long, which is like my strategy, right? Yeah. I can love to snack. This girl loves a snack.
Okay.
So I really at night, I try and keep it, again, not stuff in my house. I'm not going to tempt myself. And I try and do, it's always better to not focus on the habit you're breaking, but focusing on the habit you're adding. So instead of me just saying, girl, you better stop snacking at night, I think, no, clean your house up. Don't tempt yourself. And then
get
this stuff out of your house.
Right.
And what habit am I going to add here? Not just what am I going to take away? I'm going to add mint tea all evening.
Like that. Turn it into a positive.
So you talk about the late night snack. When I'm driving home, it's like my car has a magnet to the Burger King drive through. Like, it just wants the Whopper Jr. Whopper Jr. Whopper Jr. Whopper Jr. What do you tell yourself? How do you get out of it? Help me.
Well, there is something to be said about the fact that we are an autopilot. So it may even very well be like trying to find an alternate route. Just to shake it up. It doesn't have to be forever, but just even for 7 days, so that you get out of the habit of your car automatically going through that drive-thru. Or it could very well be that, you know, you have something like mouthwash or mint tea or something that you do right beforehand that can help you like try and have that mental piece of like, my mouth is minty. This means I'm not having Burger King or whatever. But it's hard. I mean, a lot of it is autopilot, so you have to shake it up.
But what do you eat on the run? If you're in your car and you need to eat something, what do you do?
Well, I think, you know, part of it is it's like once in a while, if you're in a Band-Aid situation like that, you know, okay, fine. Pull over, try and get a place that has like, you know, a Chipotle kind of thing where you can get a lot of, you know, base of veggies and a little bit of black beans and a little bit of guacamole. Great. But if you're in that situation a lot, you've got a problem, because that means you're not planning correctly for your own life. And so what I say to people is you can have a great plan A, but those aren't the successful people. The successful people are those with a powerful plan B, right? So if you're like, oh, well, you know, my plan A is that I would have, you know, a perfectly packed lunch. And it's like, and that never happens. What's your plan B? Okay, well, maybe you just throw, you know, some spinach and a chicken breast in a bag, and it's not a perfect lunch, but it is like
something. At least you have something, right?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, what I say a lot is that if you find yourself in a situation where you're screwing up, okay, which is huge, like we all screw up.
All the time.
Is that there's this two-step process to get yourself out of it. So you screw up and you first forgive yourself. You say, okay, sorry, you know, that I ate a whole candy bar after dinner, Dawn. You know, okay, fine. I'm sorry. I forgive myself. But don't stop there. That's what all the experts say. They say, oh, forgive yourself, forgive yourself. Well, they can't stop there because it's going to keep happening. So forgive yourself. But the second step is be curious. Be curious about why it keeps happening. It's like, girl, why do you have the candy bars in your house? Like, clear them out.
You got to change your habits.
Exactly. Right. Clear it out. Where are my thoughts that are creating this bad habit? You know, like, so forgive yourself, but then also be curious about why it's happening and test out new solutions.
What about red meat, too? I mean, I love a good steak, but is red meat bad for you?
No, I'll tell you this. The biggest thing to know is that there is no fixation on what you're eating. It's more important about how much. The ratio is the power. So everybody in this country is uber concerned about the what food. You know, salmon, brown rice, you know, grass-fed meat, like all the, they're trying very hard about what.
Right.
And they're missing the boat, the big picture, the actual power, the actual magic is actually in how much you're eating, the ratio. So looking at your plate, which I call visual wisdom, and you have a little red meat, a little bit of potato, and a lot of vegetable, and you've got it. You've
everything
got it
in
made.
Moderation. We're all overeaters, aren't we?
Well,
we are.
Yeah, and I like a big plate of food, believe me. But the idea is, do you have a big plate of food that's just meat or just pasta, or do you have a little meat, a little pasta, and a lot of vegetables? You don't have to undereat. You just have to eat the right ratios.
We never have enough time with you. What's your website people can go to?
DawnJacksonBlattner.com.
All right. And you get a super or a World Series ring.
Believe me, I
you
am.
You get the World Series ring, you're going to be wearing that around.
I am begging for it. Yes, I am begging for it. I better get one.
Absolutely, you should.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Superfood Swap, the reason they won Game 7 is because of her, Dawn Jackson Blattner. Thanks for coming in, Dawn.
Thank you.
We love you.